I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Robert Siegel with All Things Considered from NPR News.
This week, with the holidays in full swing, we're going to sample some holiday treats. Today, latkes with a twist. We found a recipe that perfectly blends the fried potato goodness with some more sophisticated flavors. Jessie Price joins us from Charlotte, Vermont, where she's food editor for Eating Well magazine. Good to have you with us, Jessie.
Hi, Lynn.
And I understand you're going to cook for us. You must have some ingredients in front of you. What goes into these latkes?
So these are potato pear latkes, and they are so simple to make. The first part is you want to use Yukon Gold potatoes, and I'm just shredding them up here. They've got the skin still on them because that's where a lot of the nutrients can be found. So you shred 1 pound of those, and then you take a firm pear. So, you know, it doesn't need to be ripe. You want it to actually to be a little underripe, and you shred that up. And I'm just using a regular old box grater. So you do that. You put those in a bowl, and then you're going to take 2 sheets of matzah and pound it up into crumbs. So I just put it in a Ziploc bag.
Do people usually put matzah in potato pancakes?
Very common. Once you pound those up, you put them in the bowl with the pear and the Yukon Gold potatoes, and you stir it all together. And you're going to let that sit for 20 minutes. So you want the matzah to get nice and soggy. So while that's happening, you take a shallot and you chop it up finely. So chop that up. And then you take fresh sage. You could use dried if you prefer, but fresh gives it a nice woodsy flavor. And you chop up sage.
This is going to taste very different, it seems to me, from your regular old latke that you would have at a Hanukkah party. Because first of all, the pears. Why the pears?
Well, you know, we thought that would be a fun play on a traditional latke. You can do so much with a latke. It doesn't really just have to be potatoes. You could put zucchini in there. We've done them with pesto in there. Last year, we did one with turmeric and serrano peppers and cilantro. So you really, the sky's the limit with them. Anyway, so back on the recipes, I'm beating up 1 egg. That's going to go in my mixture. So I'm adding this shallot, the sage, the beaten egg, and salt and pepper. So that's all ready to go.
Okay. And now, are you ready to cook it now?
I'm almost ready to cook it. I have to heat up my oil. You want to make sure your oil is good and hot before you spoon the stuff in there.
Any particular kind of oil you recommend?
I am not deep frying these. I'm not putting an eighth of an inch of oil in here. I'm not using Crisco or the other thing, which is very common, which is chicken fat. I'm using heart-healthy canola oil. And I just put 1 tablespoon of the oil in the skillet per batch. So you take a 1/4 cup measure. That's how big they are. You scoop out the mixture and you just drop it straight into the pan. And then you just smash it down with the back of a spatula to flatten it. You cook them 2 to 3 minutes per side. The only thing you want to do is just not be too anxious. Just let them go. So after about 2 or 3 minutes, they'll be golden. You can peek at the underside and you flip them over. And if you have waited, then they're not going to fall apart. And they'll flip over perfectly. Cook them on the other side for 2 or 3 minutes and they're done.
Okay. Well, we have some here that I have to say they're not yours fresh right out of the frying pan. They were made yesterday and reheated, so it might not be quite the same thing as what you're doing. But I'm going to take a little sample. Let me get some here. I have sour cream. I'm going to put a little sour cream on it. Okay.
All right. I'm going to take a bite, too.
Okay. Mmm. That's a really nice flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more sophisticated, I think. Do you think kids would like these as much?
I think kids would love these, actually. I think because it's the pear that's added in there, that's such a subtle, slightly sweet flavor. So I think, I think this is an easy way to sort of jazz up your latke tradition.
Yeah. What I think is interesting about it is that there isn't really one dominating flavor. Even the pear is not a dominating flavor. It sort of all melts together somehow.
Absolutely.
But it is different, and people should know that it is different from the sort of crispier traditional latke, but very good. So any other suggestions for what you would eat with them besides the traditional applesauce and sour cream? Any other thoughts? Or
I think I would go the traditional route just with the pairing with the sour cream or applesauce and serve it with some brisket, you know, and roasted vegetables. I think it would be delicious for dinner.
Okay, you're making me hungry.
That's the point.
That was Jessie Price. She's the food editor for Eating Well magazine. Merry Hanukkah and Happy Christmas, Jessie.
Thank you. Same to you.